Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen, and we are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. All right, today we are going to talk about a fun topic, a topic I'm sure some of us love, which is manifestation, the law of attraction, but the biggest thing is your karma. I think a lot of times that people forget that the law of attraction basically is karma. Okay, so that when you're manifesting things through the law of attraction, you're basically dealing with karma. Understand what your karma is. Karma is what you get back from the universe, from what you have put out. Okay? A lot of times I have coworkers, friends, family that come to me and they tell me about a specific issue or a problem that they're having with somebody, something, or some person. I look at them and I ask them, how is this person's problem affect you? How is the issue that you're having with this person, how does it affect you? All honesty. Is it going to hurt you? Is it going to harm you? Is it going to cause you pain or sorrow or sadness? Like, what does it do to you? At the end of the day, most of the answers are going to be nothing. They don't hinder me, hurt me, or harm me. Okay? Once you start understanding that your energy is important, once you start understanding not to waste your energy, you will start using it in ways you can only imagine, you could not even imagine. For example, when we're manifesting, basically what we're doing is we're taking the idea of rumination, which is the idea of repetitive thinking. And we are taking that repetitive thought process and putting tons of sprinkles, sparkles, juju, and positive love on it. With that being said, you are recreating this feeling in your mental to push through to your physical. Wait, I don't think you heard me. While using the law of attraction and trying to manifest things, you are repeating the same thought process and idea in your mental to help produce it in your physical. See, the mind is a very amazing thing, okay? Just like everything has energy, your brain has energy. Your brain actually sends off brain waves, okay? And it connects with certain things within this universe that are on the same frequency, all right? With that understanding, we have to know that there is some connection to what our brain does, what it puts out into the universe, and what we get back from that exchange. Okay? You've got to start thinking about this whole thing as more of a process. Okay, more of a process at the end of the day. But it's the process. The process is respecting your soul and protecting your energy. Let's say somebody comes to you with some bad news or irritating situation. Something's happening at work and somebody's doing something very silly. I need you to start asking yourself these questions. First question, will this harm, hurt, or affect me on a large scale? Second question, is this thought worth my energy? Third question, will I be holding myself back from something if I don't explore this? Most of the time, the answer is going to be no to those three. Most of the time. Guys, the reason why is because that's not what we are thinking about a lot of times. As humans, we have a lot of one-sided thought processes where we expect other people to jump on the bandwagon and understand where we're going and where we're coming from, but that does not always happen. It's not gonna always happen. Just like that being said, the universe also works like that. The universe doesn't understand good or bad, positive or negative. All the universe hears is the repeating of the same thing. I tell people all the time that they are putting too much energy into a certain situation. Let's say you have a situation going on at work or at home or with friends. Now let's say this person continues to rub you the wrong way. Let's just say it like that. You don't know what it is, but every time you come into contact with this person, their juju is off, you feel like, and there's never a good cohesive conversation or conclusion. Okay. With that being said, at a certain point, you all get to a heightened level and your relationship changes at that point. Okay. You are no longer cordial coworker. You know what I'm saying? Interacting coworkers. You're now cordial coworkers or just coworkers. With that being said, that brings out the humanity in people. And people start making and acting in very interesting ways, making interesting decisions and doing interesting things. That's where our beautiful karma comes into play. You have to remember that your karma, your soul energy, is the most important here. Okay? So if you know that this person at work, is full of drama, and every time they open their mouth, they're just saying something that's not positive or not for the betterment of anybody around them, then you have to align with yourself whether you are going to accept that into your psyche. We have to start just allowing anything into our life. People ask me all the time, why I'm so carefree, why I seem to not care about certain things and things of that nature. Because I have removed myself from this world to an extent. I vibrate a lot higher. So for me, it is almost disrespectful to me and my soul for me to stoop down to these levels of naivety. You are a strong mind, and you just need to learn how to use it for the good. As a challenge for you all, I want you all this week to do some practice with big you and little you. I want you to sit down in a quiet room in your car, just when you have a moment, and I want you to ask yourself this question. What color is my shirt? Or you can ask a question like, what color is my hair? Just ask the question and sit and think. Think on what color is your hair? What color is my hair? When you hear yourself answer, that's little you. Now the answer will definitely be subconscious, but the whole point of your spiritual journey and growing yourself closer to oneness is to make it so you can do more in that thought process. So think about that like that and pull yourself out of a hole, out of a slump. Tell yourself that you can and you will accomplish your goal. One of the problems is that when it comes to karma, we don't think about the second and third order effect of the things that we say, think, and do. Sometimes we let our feelings get in the way and we don't actually build up a strong foundation or a strong structure within our mind and our consciousness to be able to deal with it. Not to mention, society is systematically made in total for our American world to be a little bit more dumbed down. But when you truly, truly, truly think about it, your karma, okay, is the energy's response to your energy that you're putting out. If you're giving out nothing but good positive energy, the universe is going to reward you with nothing but good positive things. So always remember that. Remember that there will be a journey, but remember there's a reason why you do what you do. There's a reason why you've been called to walk into the light, and there's a reason why you need to stay in the light. So if you're being pulled to be the bigger person, if you're being pulled to step outside of yourself, if you're being pulled to change your old ways or old habits, I challenge you today to take a step towards those. I challenge you to know and understand your worth and your value. Understand that respecting your soul is key, and every interaction, every communication, every exchange of energy that you have is going to be based off of energy, and the results are going to be energy. Okay? Once you all know and understand that, this journey gets a tad bit easier. Just a tad. Karma is a full cycle. Full life cycle, guys. Karma goes through a full life cycle. With that being said, I'm trying to say it starts as like a cell. Moves to like membrane. Like it goes through a full process of growth. And sometimes that karma can be quick. Some people have instant karma. Sometimes it cannot be quick. But the biggest thing is to understand what it means when you see these things and come across it. Again, guys, I thank you all for joining me today for another episode here of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. It is your girl, the Goddess Queen. Guys, if you are enjoying, please, 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 please like, subscribe, okay? Support. Also, be looking out on my website, Abundance in a Cup. I have a lot of fun things planned for us to finish out 2020. So, namaste, ashe, amen. Till next time.